For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Michael spawned at least one tornado as it churned through Virginia as a tropical storm, and there were still flood warnings on Friday morning in parts of our region. Is the 5th District, covering a big area including Charlottesville, competitive this year? And a Harrisonburg Criminal Justice Board meets next week, and community activists intend to make their voices heard in favor of reforms. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, October 12th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The National Weather Service says that it has confirmed a tornado in Virginia. The service says radar confirmed the tornado touchdown shortly after 5:30 p.m. near Scott's Fork, which is in southern Amelia County, and about 36 miles southwest of Richmond. Parts of southwest and southern Virginia have been hit by heavy rain and flash floods from a tropical storm, Michael, which moved through the area on Thursday. Street flooding was reported in Roanoke, Blacksburg, and Danville Thursday afternoon. A flood warning is in effect Friday morning for much of central and south side Virginia, including Farmville, until later Friday morning. The Harrisonburg-Rockingham Community Criminal Justice Board is meeting Monday night, and several local groups are joining together for a March for Criminal Justice Reform that will end at that meeting. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz reports.
Monday night's meeting of the Community Criminal Justice Board, or CCJB, is about increasing efficiency in criminal justice, said Chairman Bill Kiger.
My intent with this meeting is to revisit the idea again of criminal justice planning and how we can mine data and then utilize data to make better decisions.
The criminal justice planner from the Charlottesville area and the justice program manager at the National Association of Counties will speak.
The reality is, I think we're looking at the point that we can't continue to afford the system that we have the way we're doing it. So let's look at a better way that we can spend our dollars.
Faith in Action, the Northeast Neighborhood Association, and the Valley Justice Coalition have called for community members to join them in a walk to that meeting in support of reforms. Faith in Action President Jennifer Davis-Sensnig describes their goals.
Eliminating the dollar a day keep fee in our local jail, hiring a community justice planner, and screening all juvenile cases for restorative justice process.
The march from the corner of High and Market Streets is at 6 p.m., and the public CCJB meeting in JMU's Memorial Hall is at 7. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
Virginia has received two grants totaling $3.4 million to expand and diversify the economy in the state's coal-impacted communities. The grants came from the Appalachian Regional Commission's Partnership for Opportunity and Workforce and Economic Revitalization Program. The congressionally funded initiative targets federal resources to help communities affected by job losses in coal mining and coal power plant operations. A corporation called Virginia Community Capital will receive $2.5 million to strengthen Central Appalachia's economy and accelerate market development in a 6-state region, including Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. How many competitive congressional races does Virginia really have this year? 3, maybe 4? Well, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, one in our area may or may not be on that list.
When Congressman Tom Garrett announced he would not seek re-election back in May, Democrats were excited they might be able to pick up an open seat. But now, 5 months later, the 5th Congressional District has not drawn nearly as much money or attention as 3 other competitive races in Virginia.
I wouldn't say Democrats have given up on the 5th because I don't know that they've ever gone in heavily on the 5th.
That's Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. He's director of the Wasson Center for Public Policy, which rates this race as a toss-up.
I don't know that they've ever gone in with both feet like the DCCC has in the 2nd congressional district race or the 7th or the 10th. And so I would hesitate to say that they've either pulled out or that they're pulling back because I don't know that they ever went in full force like that.
President Trump won this district with 53% of the vote in 2016. And Republican Ed Gillespie took 54% of the vote here during last year's election for governor. Kyle Kondik is managing editor of Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball at UVA, which rates this race as leaning Republican.
I think the combination of a lack of outside involvement and also the district being more Republican-leaning on paper than the other three competitive ones in Virginia make me think that that the Republicans remain favored in this district.
The race features Republican Denver Riggleman, who briefly ran for governor last year but dropped out of the primary, and Democrat Leslie Coburn, a first-time candidate. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.